myself together, get my hands in odor, get your hand on my thighs.
Don't go in the crowd. Oh,
the F me.
Oh, yeah, I'm playing with stuff.
The F me. Yeah, there we go. Put the fuck me paddle there. I should put the fuck me paddle over here. Oh, there you go. That's there. You go. There we are. There it was. There.
Oh. Perfect. Sort of.
Still not working the way I really want it to work.
Gotta have our pantyhose.
Come now.
Pantyhose or pantyhosen.
I think I got an idea. Hold on. There we go.
Uh-oh.
Here we are with the Salacious Sex Machine from South Jersey.
Woo!
Sally Sexy. 3, 2, 1.
I am Sally Sexy.
I'm Mitch Jagundo.
And this is
the Crazy Camming Couple Podcast.
With special guest star, Lily the Barking Bean.
Oh, hello, and I got, wow, I got a leg cramp.
Your leg's cramping.
Yeah, I've been getting a lot of weird muscle, I've been getting muscle cramps in my abdomen. That can't be right?
Really, a muscle cramp here?
Yeah, right in here. Like, when I try to do foot fetish things, when I try to do this.
Oh, when you try to stick.
Yeah, and I get kinked.
When you stick your feet in your mouth.
Yeah. Hello, everybody.
You're one of the few people who can say stuff like, wow, I really just put my foot in my mouth and literally put your foot in your mouth.
I can do that.
Gonads here.
Your junk?
Yeah, my junk that's in my
trunk. He's got junk, not in the trunk.
Oh, my goodness. I don't have any junk in my trunk. I've been de-trunk-junked.
It's all in the front.
I guess I don't have any junk in my trunk because that would be really weird. I'd be tucking.
It's in the frunk.
The frunk.
Yeah.
All my junk's in my frunk.
Speaking of that, it's funny because I've been noticing a lot of guys that have like no balls lately. What is up with that?
We were watching a porno and you were like, where's the balls?
I saw a couple guys today.
I think because their balls are small, so when they get really excited, they have my balls like they're tight.
Yeah.
They get real tight up and they get pulled up in there.
Yeah. Wow. So much for a lead in on that one.
My fuck me paddle keeps falling down. It keeps fucking
Hey, everybody, welcome to another episode of Sexy and Jagundo. Talks a lot of shit.
We're talking a lot of shit, baby.
We are. Oh, yeah, we're talking a lot of shit tonight. So, I've had quite an exciting week. How have you?
Well, I'm out of stream aid jail, so I'm fucking, I'm back on my game, which is basically sitting there waiting for things to happen. It's a slow life when you're there's a lot of wang on the internet. There's a lot of wang on the internet. Isn't there a story? It's like there's a lot of naked stories on the internet, and I'm just one of them. I'm one more of them. Blah blah blah.
But anyway. You're just another hard cock waiting to be sucked.
There's penis everywhere, and I'm just another one of them.
Oh my goodness. Well, should we jump into it?
Jump into it. All right, give me some. I think we should start with, because this is gonna be out. There's only the nominations for the ASN thing are only for March.
Oh yeah.
So this is gonna be out. We have this week coming up, and we only have like 2 weeks. This is gonna be out. So we should start with ASN.
All right. Jump
in anything else.
All right. So we are going to the ASN Lifestyle Awards in the Poconos. And we are going to be there at the ASN Swingers Olympics.
Yes, the Swinger Olympics.
Yeah.
Even though we're not swappers, but we're going there because there's a lot of fun, freaky, sexy
people.
We're
gonna go play hot potato.
sounds like a doable thing. But we are trying to get nominated for best content creator.
Yeah.
And best entertainment podcast for the ASN Lifestyle Awards.
That we are.
Because if there's anything that we are into, it's a sexy fucking lifestyle.
That we are into.
I would say we've been into that for quite a while.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Since we stuck the first corset on you.
Oh, yeah. Yep. That we have been.
So we're trying to get nominated.
Mm-hmm.
And so you need to go to ASN Lifestyle Magazine Awards. .com. And if you go there, and if you could put in sexy space and Jugundo for best content creator, and sexy and Jugundo, that crazy camming couple podcast for best entertainment podcast.
All right, let me ask you this. Is there any way we can attach a link?
To this?
Yeah.
Yes, there will be links attached.
Okay.
There will be links attached. So, that, yes, go to the links that that will be attached to this so that you can go there. And I'll actually make a nice little link that it'll say like asn.sexyandjugundo.com.
Mm-hmm.
And that way they can go straight to that and it'll take you right to the nomination page.
Yeah, there you go.
And you can nominate us multiple times during the day, but not from the same IP address.
Mm-mm.
And you can also nominate multiple times. So you can have multiples. Rare. And we would appreciate your help in getting us at least nominated. It'd be fun to go there to be a nominee. We don't care if we win, but it would be fun to be a nominee, goddamn it. It'd be like, yeah, we did.
Yeah,
this.
I mean, we're going. We already have our rooms and everything. So we're there. We're there like just like that. So we are there. We will be there. So if you want to meet us there, we will be there. And you know what? We'll be there handing out wild penis.
Yes, we'll be there handing out this. Wild penis bottle openers.
Yeah.
So come crack open a wild penis.
And get dick slapped. Jugundo will do it personally.
No, I will not. Not slapping your dick.
I'll make him do it. I'll do my best. I go, Sally, wing, wing.
You can slap my dick, Sally, but and you can slap any dick you want, but I'm not going to be wandering around slapping indiscriminate men's dicks. Thank you.
No, I mean, you could do the dick slapping. And it just, you know, bend over and just boing, boing.
Ow. It doesn't stick to that plate I have in my skull, Ali.
No, not yet.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Well, anyway, ASN Lifestyle Magazine Awards. I'll have a link on here so you can go to it, please. If you can help nominate us, and hopefully we'll get nominated, and then you're going to have to help vote for us to get us if we could win somehow. Who knows? But anyway, it's going to be fun. We hope to see some people out there. Maybe maybe you'll get your booty spanked again.
Summer. Come spank my booty, but keep your hands out of my panties. You ask first.
You gotta ask first.
Fuck yeah.
Okay. I'm moving on.
All right. I feel like it's all about me this week. Like, I was the one with the sexy adventures.
I have a few things I will add after you get done with your sexy adventures.
All right. The first thing I saw this week, which was a show for me, was I had a gentleman come in called Bend Over.
Bend
Over.
Is it Bend Over?
Yes.
Or Bend Over?
Bend Over. So, Ben Dover had quite a neat trick. He had kind of a small cock for what I was seeing at the moment, but he had pieces of tubing that were about that big in various sizes around. So, and what he would do is he would put a little piece of tubing, and it was like that thick. You know, and then, like I said, various sizes around over his cock. And some would be tighter, some would be bigger, but they were all about an inch, you know, wide, I guess you would call.
Really? Tall. Inch tall.
Yeah.
Thick were they? How, you know?
Well,
this.
That would change. Like, he had different sizes.
So it sort of went like, it was like sort of like smaller to bigger, or bigger to smaller? Bigger,
well,
smaller?
Because they were only about like an inch tall, he could change it around. There were only pieces.
Was there music on in the background going?
No, but there should have been because it was pretty big because his cock was like normally like that big, but it ended up being that big. Yeah. And that's because he would put these tubes on and they would take them off and he would switch them up. And put different tubes on different in different places.
Totally tubular, man.
So, you, an aficionado of erotic art, pinups, sexy ladies in naughty scenarios, maybe fun, sexy slogans with a comedic twist. Ever been dick slapped by a wild penis? Then you should check out Mitch Jugundo's erotic art. at shop.mitchjagundo.com.
Clothing, accessories, stickers, magnets, and other stuff for those with a sexy, wild streak to them. From getting dick slapped by Wild Penis Brew to Bone Me Like You Own Me skirts and shirts, as well as the hottest pinup gals, Mitch, me, has something naughty and fun for you to showcase on your bod, or whatever. Head there now by going to shop.mitchjagundo.com. That's shop.mitchjagundo.com for all your erotic, sexy needs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it made him, he said it felt like a very tight pussy. Yeah, that's what he said.
Rock on, man. Yep. Get down with your bad self.
And like a little cock like that ended up being like that. It was just very tall and skinny because he had multiple pieces of tubing stuck on.
Man, that just sounds incredibly painful.
Well, the head would pop out at the top and it would be really big. And I'd be like, oh my God, how's he going to get that off? But he would get it off somehow.
I would like some bonuses for what I just did because I saw there was a guy who used to do this on Lost in Space back in the day, and I just did it like that.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Thank you. Who was that, the doctor?
No, it was like some wacky villain that would come on, and he was able to like just make things happen in time and space. And...
Wasn't he like German?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he was known for doing that.
Yeah, that was really good.
Thank you.
Damn.
You're welcome.
And very good.
This week on Mr. Gundo's mouth tricks. That's why I'm so good at eating pussy.
He is very good eating at pussy.
I am. For a guy who hasn't eaten that much pussy. I mean, I've eaten a lot of pussy, but not like all kinds of different pussies everywhere.
Yeah, but you eat my pussy just right.
I'll tell you what. The ex, she loved when I eat her pussy.
Really?
Yeah, because I really love eating pussy. I just get in there and I am just happy.
What is it about that?
You know what it is? What is it about? We're going off on a tangent.
Because I love sucking dick.
Do you really like? It seems like you really do like have a good time
sucking your dick.
Sucking my dick.
I do, but your dick is a dick. There's not a lot of pieces to it.
I like it. It's just it can feel like you're getting moister and wetter and turned on, and you start moving your hips, and you're just and you grab my head, and you're just doing all these things, and you're just. It's just knowing that, I guess like you, it's just knowing that you're turning somebody on like that. It's just amazing. I guess me super hard and I'm just like, it's a good time.
Cool.
So yeah. Yep. Love doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Big fan.
Yeah.
Big fan. So all you ladies out there. But then again, you know, you keep everything nice and clean, shaved and smells good and it's just ready for action.
I try. I have some issues apparently at times, but I try.
Well, the issue you have is when you clean out and then you leave like tissue paper down there and I'm licking away and I'm suddenly looking at a fucking piece of...
Ew, I'm trying to be clean.
Yikes.
But speaking of that, I had a situation today.
A situation.
I did. I had someone come in that wanted to eat my pussy and he wanted to see me come. And he allowed me the approximate time to do that without... Like, a lot of guys are like, do this, do that, do this.
Better. All right, come now. Can you come in 30 seconds?
And this guy was just sitting there letting me do my thing. He's like, I just want to see you come. I'm like, all right.
It's beautiful.
And I came, and I squirted.
Like, was there a puddle on the floor?
Yep. I showed him the puddle. He was amazed.
Really? You squirt? How much squirt was this?
It was a lot. I even smudged the couch. There was a drip down the couch. There was a puddle on the floor.
All right, this is something I haven't seen. I mean, I felt it a couple of times when I was eating your pussy. And
it was a lot.
But this time, like, what was the thing that you came and then it was just like, I'm just going to let it go?
It just came and it was very squirty, wet. And I was just like, you know what? I'm letting it happen. I'm just going to let it go. And it went on the floor.
Wow, you're just experiencing new levels of sexual pleasure.
Yeah.
Is it turning you on, knowing that these guys are watching you and it's getting
I'm turning myself on.
Really?
Yeah.
You're just like turned on. It's just You're making goofy faces, but man, you are just...
I'm becoming an animal.
You are. You are. I'm sort of getting turned on right now. Like, this is turning me on.
Yeah, so that was my squirt. Everybody's like, can you squirt? Can you squirt? Yes. I can't do it on command, but when I do it, it's going
to
squirt.
Oh, now I feel as though we have to make sure that you record every one of your sessions in case you do squirt.
I should have took a picture of the puddle.
Yeah.
And you I was I'm all worried, too, because it was like a drip down here. Move.
We're looking for the drip on the couch.
There was a big wet spot, and then there was a big puddle.
Oh, man, this is hot, baby. Yeah. My girl, the squirter.
Yeah.
Sally Squirty.
Yeah, I did that.
Oh, my goodness. And I had my first, when you were up here doing it, when I was downstairs chatting with everybody and mm-hmm. Online, had somebody come in, go to private, and my first thing was like, I know I'm tired of these motherfuckers. Does the same thing to me where they come in, they stay for like a few seconds and bolt out. So
you have a timer, right?
Well, I don't have a timer. There's a timer that I can see on the thing for a session. So comes in and I'm like, so I let it go like for about 15, 16 seconds. I was like, all right, I guess this one's going to stay. And so I turn off the little, I have a little black block mm-hmm. thing on it. It keeps my penis hidden. But, and I swear that I looked over, it jumped out 29 seconds. I was like, you motherfucker. I was like,
have a timer.
I was like, that was like, that's it. I will never go again with some bitch in the fucking, into these privates and have them do, like, that's just bullshit, dude.
No, you gotta have a timer. They do it to me all the time.
There is a timer on that thing. I can see it. I can see, like, I figured out where it is when you go into a session. But yeah, you would be able to see it here because it's so far away that you'd be like, what?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Yes, it's weak sauce. Really. There's so much dick on the internet. Mm-hmm. Go find it someplace else.
Yeah. Don't hassle.
Yeah, don't hassle me if you're not willing to pay $1.10.
I've even gotten, normally what I'll do, like normally what I used to do was, you know, when they jumped into a private, I'd start the timer and like, you know, 5 or 10 seconds in, I would start showing a boob or this and that. I don't even do that anymore. True. I wait the whole 30 seconds before
you're paying
anything off.
Yeah, you're going to waste my time pulling me into a private. You're going to.
And I noticed too, it's a lot of the young ones that do that. The really young.
Yeah.
Like they'll come in, they'll show me their cam to cam and they'll be like these ripped young guys. And they're the ones that are ready to bleep out as soon as you show something. So.
Yeah, so there's. It's just, I find it bizarre because I'm like, there is so much free porn on the internet. You get this everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to.
Mm-mm.
Anyway.
So,
I think.
So I bought a big black cock and I did ride it a bunch of the times early in the week. But
it's, irritation.
Yeah, it's not the quality of like my other dildo. So it's like I got a little irritated vaginally by it. So I'm just going to have to spend the money to get the really good dildo so I can ride a big black cock because I get a lot of big black cock now that wants me to ride them.
Just one hot woman.
I do.
Love it.
So, yeah, so I had to turn a lot of people down today because I can't do it. It's just,
We ride the big black cock. I would love to, baby, but can't get it done. Can't get in there. Can't get it for flying.
Yeah, I had a lot of really weird requests this week. I had someone ask me if I had a leather jacket so they could come on it. I do, but it's 3 floors down. And I'm like, not up here, I don't. Jeez.
Oh, we should keep the your sexy leather jacket up here.
Okay.
That really hot one that you have. That little,
mm-hmm.
The one that has the furry thing around
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then will you smoke cigarettes? Again, several times I get that.
None of us. Everybody wants me to. With guys, apparently, it's like, can you come really fast? No, first of all, no, I can't. I can't come really fast. No. I don't. That's why I'm a good lover because I don't come really fast. I worry about having. I don't worry about it. I just have fun with the woman I'm with, and my dick is hard. And I'm having a good time, and that's where it's at for me, baby. And I'm just edging along.
Yeah.
That's right. That's why I'm. Stunt Wang. So yeah, no, I can't come really quick, but I would, no.
And then we went shopping and we bought pantyhose.
And how did the pantyhose work for you this week?
No one. I had that one guy. He wanted me to get the pantyhose, get the boots, get the dress. I got everything out. I was getting ready to get dressed up for him. He bleeped out.
I want to see you in that outfit. That sounds hot. The white dress that we bought that we've never used, mm-hmm. pantyhose, mm-hmm. and those fucking tan boots. I love mm-hmm. those boots.
Yeah. I had somebody ask me to be a giantess. I said I would do it, and they never gave me the option.
Attack of the 50-foot Sally.
I'm like, I have a little potion here. I will shrink you down, and I will chase you around and eat you.
Uh-huh. Come here, you.
Come here. Come here. I will squish you with my big toe.
I've got man guts on my toes. Ew.
And then I pegged a couple guys. Yeah, I pegged them.
Did you put the full strap on? How does that work? Like, they pull you into private, and then you put the strap on. You're mm-hmm. like, you want this in your ass, don't you, baby?
They love it. Yeah, they want me to dominate that ass, and I just start thrusting.
I think you'd be a great dominatrix. You have the body, you have the look, you have the whole thing. Like you're the one that every guy wants to just have them take control of them and just make them feel like a real man.
You think?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I mean, look at those eyes right there.
Oh yeah, that's like, yeah. Oh,
that's so funny because I'm like tearing into you, and you're back there going, "Oh yeah, yeah, you're giving it to me, really good."
That's a good one.
Oh, that's a good one. We're sticking our tongues out of each other. We're sticking at ourselves boning away here. We're a very naughty couple.
That's a nice booty shot. Oh,
you're just so hot. You're a sexy woman.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And I recorded myself by accident that one night, right?
Yeah, I got that. I got you on video. There I am going for a fill up.
That was great. Oh my God, that is the best one ever that I love.
Yeah, too bad we can't show it on YouTube.
No. That was the greatest. Your face was so funny. And I'm like, yeah, I did that. So, oh my God. Yeah, so it was smoking cigarettes, pantyhose, giantess, and then I pegged a couple guys in the ass, and then
dun dun dun, dun.
I crossed the line.
Oh, that's right. I saw you cross the line today, baby. You went places you said you'd never go.
I am not an anal girl.
Things are not going to your ass.
Is that my finger?
And today, the finger went into the nether regions.
Yes. Yeah. It went in there. It sure did. He wanted other things in there. I'm like, fuck no. Like, no, it's not happening. So, yeah.
Did you fit that great big cock that you have on the strap on up your ass?
No, I can't. There's no fucking way.
I think you could. I think you really worked it. You know.
No. See, that to me would not be pleasurable in the least. The finger didn't do a damn thing for me.
I'm surprised, like even when I eat you out and then I get stick my tongue in your ass and stuff, you're not like, ooh, wow, that feels sort of naughty and nasty. Mm-hmm.
No.
I know when you saw tongues in my booty, it's like, you're pretty.
Well, that's the weird thing. I like to booty you. Like, I like doing your booty. So, but for you, I don't know. It's just weird. Right? It's weird things.
Some things work for some people, mm-hmm. but not for every person.
And that brings us to relationships.
Relationships. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was my idea, right? To start talking about our relationship.
Yeah.
Go deep, Mitch. Go deep. Yeah, it was definitely an interesting private one. I thought it was interesting. I think we should talk about our relationship. I keep saying that over and over again, but we sort of don't talk about our relationship. But yet here we are as a couple boning separately, together, all over the place, but then going off and just being normal, relatively normal people.
Yeah.
And where we fit into all this craziness, because we're a very monogamous couple,
mm-hmm.
you know, as far as like actually banging other mm-hmm. people, we don't bang other mm-hmm. people, even though Sally's up here virtually plowing multiple guys.
But that's the whole thing. You're doing the same thing downstairs, because while I'm up here, you're downstairs.
Yeah, but we're not, you know, we are on the swinger sites, even though we're not looking to hook up with other couples and bang them and all mm-hmm. these other things. But I feel as though we're, but as far as like how we are together, we're very I think the word I want to use is we're very amorous. And we've always been that way ever since we first started, like, ever since we got over the hump of, like, are you interested in me? And I was like, yeah. And then, you know, I came over and I was making out with you. And then this after that was like, we were very, like, we're into each other. We love caressing each other, rubbing each other, making out, kissing, like, sitting on the laps and doing all that stuff. And that is the thing that, as a couple, that's really going to determine whether or not you can even handle stuff like this.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we built the house, so.
Yeah, which is a big, you want to do something difficult. We've talked about that.
Undertaking.
Being heavily in love with each other and having that, how do I want to say it? You're having that trust of each other, knowing that. Now,
I look at us as friends. We have.
Are we friends? We're friends, as you say, with benefits.
Well, it's not even that. We have. It's not just.
Okay. I know. It's hard to talk about this and look at these photos and not laugh.
Some of them are just incredibly funny. But, I mean, we have. A lot of people are in relationships and it's very traditional, where it's a man has his role, the woman has her role. And, like, we're partners in crime, though. We're bad. We kind of, like, we're, like, friends.
Yeah, we encourage each other we encourage each other to do the things that we both like to do separately. Yeah. And then we do things together. And, you know, if you ask us what we want to be doing most times, like, we want to be together, doing stuff together. Yeah. We want to be around each other. We want to be off. We want to be hanging out. We want to just be like, let's lay in bed, just fucking wrap around each other and make out and just relax or rub each other's bodies or scratch each other's heads. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have that part in your relationship, you're not going to have really anything else.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to go to swinger clubs. You're not going to be able to go and like dress up all kinds of sexy. You're not going to be able to do, gave these other things that these other people do where there's, you know, it's not like, because I've seen like people talk about how they do this stuff because there's something lacking in their relationship.
Yeah.
You know, and we just like, hey, you want to try doing this? Yeah, let's go over and do this. Let's go do that. And that's sort of like what we gravitate towards. We want to be, and it's very difficult to find people who are sort of wacky and weird and nutty like us, but yet are very much in love and sort of open the way we are. That's why we went to all the, you know, we started going to the swinger things right up until the cum pool, which is like, whoa.
Yeah, no.
So we were always like, well, where are other people hanging out that are just like her? Like, they cannot wait to be near the woman. And then that's, that's a relationship.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just very, I would say very relaxed, confident people in the relationship they have amongst themselves. I mean, we've been together almost 19 years. It's just never really, I don't know. It's never been an issue of like a jealousy and non-trust. There's a lot of trust. Like, I trust you no matter what. But I also am like a human lie detector. So like, if you're going to lie to me, I'm going to know it. But I'm also on the fact that, like, if I'm going to lie to someone and start hiding shit, I should not be with that person. I might as well just end it and move along.
Yeah, what's the point?
Yeah.
What's the point?
Why waste each other's time and create immense amount of hurt?
Yeah. We're on these things all the time. We're always chatting with other people that are wildly open sexually, and they're doing all kinds of things. And it's fun to chat with them. They're great, but we don't. Mm-mm. You know, it's not like Sally's going to turn around or I'm going to turn around and go like, oh, yeah, well, I think the funniest thing you used to, or the craziest thing you used to tell me is how guys that you used to be with would start a fight with you so that they could go off. And then that's when they would cheat on you.
Oh, yeah. 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 They wanted to basically justify what happened. They want to justify what they were doing by having a fight first.
You would tell me those stories. I'm like, really, guys? They're like, yeah. And you're like, yeah, that's the thing that guys will do. Like, if you talk to other women, they'll do that. Like, they will go and they'll fight. And then
they'll start an argument and storm out. And then you won't hear from all night, maybe not for a couple days. And then you'll find out. what they were doing.
Which I think is sort of funny, because doing what the stuff we've been doing, and I go and chat with swingers and stuff when I'm on there, and they will ask about you, and I'm like, she is the most amazing woman ever, and they're like, yes, dude, you're so fucking lucky. And I'm like, yeah. And it's also, you know, it's funny, I find other guys on there that will say the same thing, like, my wife is so, your wife's be like, our wife, and it's almost like we're like, yeah, our women are just so,
yeah, we're in that club.
Right, exactly. It's like we're in this super special secret club where it's like, our women are insane sex maniacs.
Yeah.
And it's a private club that only a few of us are invited to, and you have to be a special kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. So yeah, so what do you give us some thoughts on relationships with you. I mean, I feel as though, like, with us, with the relationship we've had, like, I even told you the times we get in the fights and a few times over the years. And I'll tell you, like, I will go and I don't storm out. I don't leave the house. I don't get, like, super violent. Uh-huh. I'll like go and start laying down, and I will psychoanalyze myself trying to figure out.
Like, he'll sleep for like 24 to 48 hours. He'll just go in the bedroom. Like, if we have I'm talking a big blowout, he'll just go sleep.
Well, I'm laying down. I'm really being introspective. I'm thinking about everything. I'm thinking about why we're in the argument. What did I say? What did you say? What was it? So I'm very much psychoanalyzing the whole situation.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not looking at it from the point of view of, like, fuck this bitch. I'm looking at it from the point of view, like, well, Jesus, this is a situation. Like, how do we solve this problem?
Yeah.
So, and that's not that many times that has happened, but, you know, things happen in relationships where you don't see eye to eye all the time.
Yeah.
But I mean, so that's what I look at it like relationship, you're supposed to work together. You're supposed to.
I would rather skip all that and just talk it out and be done with it.
Yeah, that's not always easy.
Why not? You going off by yourself and sleeping and psychoanalyzing it pisses me off even more. Because then I'm like, you removed yourself from the argument, and we're not figuring it out.
Well, because I have to figure out what where I'm at mentally. I have to.
And where are you?
Yeah, that's my whole thing.
So the next time that happens, because I'm sure it will one day.
Someday.
I'll be like, where are you?
Where are you at? It's just like, where are you at? Oh man, I can feel you firing up on me.
I am. It's hot up here. We had an incredibly warm day in March, which is so typical in March. It's March Madness, where you could go from the 30s to 85 in a matter of 24 hours. 25 hours.
Which is what we need in a day.
Yeah, that would be nice.
So, I mean, do you have any little things to add to our this week's relationship talk?
Just be honest and don't fuck around with people's emotions. I mean, the thing I've learned over my 54 years of life is life is short, and it's not right to waste people's time. So if you're in a relationship, or if you're thinking of going into a relationship with a specific person, I find that a lot of relationships that I had when I was younger was built on infatuation, which there really wasn't much there. Other than, oh, he's hot. Oh, you know, it's fun in the bar with them. Oh, it's this. Oh, it's that.
He's in a band.
Yeah. Get to know someone and really find out if you're compatible. Do you have anything that you both like to do? Can you talk to one another? You know, do you laugh together? I mean, other than being drunk, you know, drunk or whatever. Like, can you just sit down and just goof around and have a good time? Watch a movie. Not always be about being on show, you know, like a show pony. Because that's what I noticed when I was younger. It was always the excitement of being out and seeing someone and being in that kind of environment. Because a year or 6 months into it, after it was all said and done, there was nothing in common there at all. And you're like, what the fuck did I see in that person? At least that was my experience, which, you know, sometimes they weren't that great. So that's why when I met you, I was done with that shit. I was like, I want someone that I can do things with who likes things that I like. I don't want you to be like me, but I want someone who likes things like I like. So we had things compatible. And when I met you, I had just bought a bike before I met you.
You bought a bicycle.
Yeah. And you rode bikes. And, you know, it was just like from there, I was like, oh, well, maybe we could go bike riding or do something together. Right. So, and that's how that all started.
Oh, yeah. Well, you had the Diamondback. I had that. I mean, I had a BMX bike, but I was like, oh, you had a Diamondback. You had to sport a mountain bike. And I was like, let's go ride bikes and let's go do our thing. We would go out and wander around. She used to ride. She could still ride a motorcycle, but she also had a motocross motorcycle. So I figured she, like, we've talked about all that work.
Yeah.
But, as a matter of fact, we're going to the pump track this year because we're going to ride that goddamn pump track in Doylestown.
That's going
to
be fun.
Yeah, because she does have a role. But one of the things that impressed me was when I took her to a BMX track when we were first together, and she was like, yeah, man, those lips are a little weird on that jump. They throw you funny when you're riding up to it. I was like, you know about lips on jumps? She's like, oh, yeah, on a motorcycle. You know, I was like, there's like women your age are not going to know anything about a fucking lip on a jump.
Well, I found the lip bizarro because it felt like you wanted to throw me back instead of forward.
Well, that's because it's a bicycle lip is trying to throw you straight up into the air. Yeah. So it's so hurt. But yeah, there you go. Like, she knows what the fuck's going on with lips on a jump. And I was like, yep. So that's what you're saying is right. Like, you know, you got to be able to sort of speak the same language, you know.
Man, if you want something that's going to last. And then, you know, you grow together, and I mean, this is just one thing that we grew into together, being a couple sexual freaks.
I think it's, well, I was always into like hot, sexy things and making the pinup stuff. And then But Sally always used to drop that little thing on me where you would go, if I lose this weight, you just wait.
Yeah.
If I get down, and I was like, I'm like, I'm not with you. Just like, you know, it's just I love you and you're just fun. I really want to be with you.
Yeah, I had a lot of weight issues and I wasn't happy because
wasn't happy with how she looked.
Well, yeah, it wasn't like a normal kind of weight issue. Like, if you're dieting and working out like a fucking maniac, you should lose weight. Not me. Not me at all. Nope. I was in the gym every day, watching what I ate. Couldn't lose a fucking ounce.
And she would say things. She would say that, and I was like, you know, I'm like, well, I'm not very worried about it. And then, of course, when she did start to,
52 pounds I lost.
I'm not trying to like fat shame anybody or anything. It's just
that she had
a certain way she wanted to look, and that's what you were.
But I didn't feel good. So
you physically didn't feel good.
No, it was a lot of things like. Me at 54 is like 100 times better looking than I was in my 30s. Like, and I'm not talking just about weight, just physicality in itself. Like, I feel better. I have energy. Things don't hurt the way they used to. It was just, you know, I can't eat gluten. I can't eat a lot of things, actually. And just cutting those things out of my diet not only made me lose weight, but physically made me stronger and feel better. And that just allowed me the freedom to try and want to do other things with you.
Yep.
You know, I felt a little more confident in myself, a little better about myself. And it just made things grow more and more, you know?
And here we are.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's fun, so.
Yeah, it's been, you know, it's been an adventure. We've traveled like 19 years through a lot of different scenarios in our life. You know, it's been interesting. And it's not stopping now. We're going to keep doing things and seeing where we end up.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
All right, what else you got there?
That was it.
Sexomagical.
I covered everything.
Yeah. So, it's Jugundo Land.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I was banned, wham, from StreamMate because I somehow showed something on there I didn't like, and they banned me.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a guy come in today and want to send me a picture of his wife so that I could come all over it and print it out. So I did. I printed it out, but I was like, I printed out, I started looking at it, and he was watching. I couldn't really show it on camera because I didn't want to get in trouble.
Hey, everybody. Are you into erotic art? Sexy slogans? You need a dirty tank top for your next swinger event? Then visit our website at
shop.sexyandjugundo.com. We got all kinds of wild artwork, slogans, and whatnot on there. Some of it designed by me, Mitch Jugundo. If it's a sexy woman in some kind of scantily clad pose, I probably worked on that on there. If it's some wild slogan that says something like, wild penis goes down easy, or our flag means sex and it's a pirate flag that has two fingers boning, then that's probably something that we came up with together. And like Sally said, if you need something naughty to go wander over to one of these sexy clubs, a swinger event, or just to hang out with your naughty friends, then please visit us
at shop.sexyandjugundo.com.
How do you feel about that, Sally?
Oh, turn on.
Rear. Shall we go slip into something more casual?
You know it.
And I was right near the end too, and you were getting, so I was like, all right, I'm gonna take care of this for this guy. But he jumped out before I was able to come. So I took the photo, and I did, when you got offline, I took it and I did it offline. I spooched all over his wife's little booty and took a video of it.
Mm-hmm.
And crop it down a little part where I was. So I sent it off to StreamMate. We'll see if it gets approved or not. Because they're very strict on these things. I mean, it was a photo that the guy sent me of his wife. So then I printed the photo out of his wife that I now want to use and send it back. But you can't even see her face. All you see is her from behind.
Oh. Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's not a bad looking little woman. I'm like, well, all right. Well, bravo. Sexy little lingerie she had on.
So is he a regular? Did you?
No, it's the first time I had this guy.
Okay. So are you going to be able to send that to him?
Well, what I did is I did it. And I cut the part out where I was sort of getting goofy face where I was like, and I, you know, I got to down the part where I was like, oh, her name is Emily. Yeah, Emily. Yeah, you need that fucking load all over your ass. Don't you? And then, and I was like, yeah. And I sit there like, and then let's crop it down. And so I sent it, put it up at the street. I have to take a look when we get done here and see if it got approved.
Okay.
And it'll either approve it or reject it. And if they reject it, then I'm going to write. I wrote the guy back. I said, I came on her, man. I'm going to da-da-da-da.
Okay.
So we'll see. But yeah, that's the kind of request you get as a male guy. A lot of times you'll get guys who, like, they want men to, like, just, they want to be so turned on. Like I find it hot that guys are like, yeah, man, she's so, Sally's so hot. She's so sexy. She's so beautiful. Oh, I just want to. I was like, yeah.
But I also, you know, I get that slut Amber.
Yeah, you get the, yeah. Yeah, that wasn't Slutty Amber. That was in there.
No, I know. But what's his name?
Smarty Boss.
Yeah, I get Smarty Boss. Smarty Boss hits me up on my own sometimes, and I need to talk about his slut wife, Amber.
Slutty Amber.
Yeah.
I have a Slutty Amber. So, it's like a drink.
Yeah, so but he'll send me the pictures, too. Be like, what do you think of this? Are you looking at her? And
yeah.
I'll be like, yeah, I see her in that fucking hot tub with those big lips.
Big lips, those big tits. And mm-hmm. blah, 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 blah. Oh, my goodness. Oh, the craziness that... Yeah. But it's fun. It's fun. It's just people want to just. It's not violent, you know. We're not trying to hurt anybody.
No, I'm not trying. I mean, it's like, this is all consensual. Like, I'm sitting here. It's a client and a performer, and you want a specific need met, and I will do specific things, not all things, specific things. And if that fulfills your need, you're there. I'm here, and. You know, nothing else is happening.
True.
So,
do you need to talk about any of the shows that we've been watching? The sexy shows with Ron Jeremy. Do you need to talk about? Do you need to get the hedgehog off your chest?
Wow, I never knew. Like, so we watched a documentary about Ron Jeremy, and
yep.
Because I didn't know a lot of things about him. I mean, I know who he is. I know of him. Never saw his wang, so really don't know how big that truly is. They say it's monstrous.
I think it was supposed to be like a 9-inch schwanz, but he had the ability. Apparently, I didn't know this. Ron Jeremy had the ability to, he was flexible enough where he could suck his own dick.
Yeah. That was the thing, apparently. Yeah. Which I find odd because he was a chunky little dude.
I just don't know how.
When he was young, he wasn't.
No, I would say when he was, you saw the photo of him when he was really young and he was a little fuzzy dude, but he looked like he was a relatively little attractive looking little dude, you know?
Yeah, not bad.
Not bad looking, but then he just let himself.
But
give me a piece of cake. I'm fucking right.
Yeah, apparently he was all about food. And he would be banging a girl and stuffing hot dogs in his mouth while he's fucking her. And he could come too. That's amazing.
That is. As a guy who performs on camera with Sally and when people want me to come, even one of the times when I want to come and I'm like, I've been banging for like a 2.5 hours. I just don't have the orgasm in me right now. I'm well
like last night.
Yeah, I was having a great time. I was having fun. We were banging and banging and banging. I wanted to knock one out because she was looking amazing. She came like 3 times and I was just sweating, was pouring off me. I'm like, I would need to take a break for a half an hour, 45 minutes, and I might be like, come after that. But yeah, it's bravo to all you porn stars out there, studs.
Yeah.
You know, I can stay hard and I can keep banging, but actually like popping that. No, but you know what? Are your thoughts on Ron Jeremy? That's what I want to know. Like, you saw the whole thing all the way from the like crazy Ron and him in the Plato's retreat.
Oh, yeah.
To poor Ron at the end there in jail.
I don't know. My thoughts on Ron Jeremy are this: number one, I mean, he lived in a time when things were very different. Number two, would I fucking knew? Number three, would I watch? Hell yeah, because that's just like, that's just crazy shit.
All right, so let's say you're going on a porn set and you walked onto the set.
Yeah.
Right, and they're like, all right, Sally, today, who's your partner, and this is who you'll be banging. And if you turn around and you saw Ron Jeremy, even if he was a nice guy, right, he was being polite to you, would you be like,
I don't want to bang big cocks. They're not comfortable.
So is it the size of the cock or just the fact?
Yeah, it's the size of the cock. Like, that would hurt. If he had a 9-incher, how big was this thing?
It's 9 inches.
That's big. That hurts. Yeah, I don't know. For me, it hurts.
So you'd be a no.
Yeah, but see, that's the whole thing. I wouldn't be working on a porn set because you can't say no.
Well, I think... nowadays, women can say, like, yes, I'll do this guy. No, I won't do that guy, and blah, blah, blah.
I don't know.
No.
I don't know. I'm not going to know.
You've got your stunt wang. Thank you very much.
I do.
You need on demand.
Uh-huh. Cock on demand.
You actually have to, you're supposed to. We got that guy who got back to us.
And?
He wants, he's like, whatever you want to do artistically is fine, but he's like, it could be just your boobs. But,
let's do it tomorrow.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
Sally. So it's been a fun week of naughtiness.
Yeah.
And remember to vote, please nominate us for the ASN Lifestyle Awards Content Creator and Podcast. We're trying to have some fun here with all you freaky geekies. All right, you done sweating, Sally?
I'm ready to snuggle. snuggle.
See, she wants to wrap around us. Rappus,
I do.
Rappius aroundius.
Yeah.
Yep. That's part of the thing that the. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, fun. Oh, my beautiful little love machine. All right, Sally. Anything you want to add before we take off into the wild, sexy yonder?
Suck a good cock and make it count. Oh, it was random.
It doesn't get much more random than
it doesn't. What about you?
Guys, if you need me to blow my load on your woman, you gotta give me some time.
As always, thank you for listening. This is Sally Sexy bestowing upon you all the happy horniness that you could possibly ever have. Twinkle, twinkle.
And this is Mitch Gigundo, hoping that your creative juices never stop flowing.
This seems funny to have
What, the stockings and the dildo?
Yeah, I'm going to move the wipes. I think the wipes just sort of distract from everything. It's sort of nasty.
love that.
I got the big bag of wipes over by my drink.
Here.
Here's your fuck me thing more than that.
Where's your fuck paddle?